She unfastened the buttons on his jacket. She began to pull his jacket down over his shoulders.
No,
he squeaked.
Trust me,
she whispered. He didn't move. She slid the sleeves down over his arms, took the jacket right off him. We saw what both of us had dreamed we might see. Beneath his jacket were wings that grew out through rips in his shirt. They were released. The wings began to unfurl from his shoulder blades. They were twisted and uneven. They were covered in cracked and crooked feathers. They clicked and trembled as they opened. They were wider than his shoulders, higher than his head. Skellig hung his head towards the floor. His tears continued to fall. He whimpered with pain. Mina reached out to him, stroked his brow. She reached further and touched the feathers with her fingertips.
You're beautiful, she whispered. Let me sleep, squeaked Skellig. Let me go home.
He lay face down and his wings continued to quiver into shape above him. We drew the blankets up beneath them, felt his feathers against the skin on the backs of our hands. Soon Skellig's breathing settled and he slept. Whisper rested against him, purring. We stared at each other. My hand trembled as I reached out towards Skellig's wings. I touched them with my fingertips. I rested my palms on them. I felt the feathers beneath them, the bones and sinews and muscles that supported them. I felt the crackle of Skellig's breathing. I tiptoed to the shutters and stared out through the narrow chinks.
What are you doing? She whispered.
Making sure the world's still really there, I said.